Let's say you're a middle-aged black man. You're a professor at an elite college. You've worked your tail off to get this far. You've even published. So why do they stare at you at faculty luncheons? Why do they tell you, not in so many words, that you're one of the good ones? You've done everything you've needed to, but of course, you're still black. That's the conundrum for Lewis, the professor and great-grandson of slaves, in the thought-provoking and intense play Blue Door by Tanya Barfield at Aurora Theatre Company in Berkeley through May 19th. It's 1995. Lewis is sitting at home, suspended from work because he called a student the N-word. His white wife wants a divorce after he refused to go to the Million Man March, and he can't fall asleep. Insomnia. That's when the ghosts arrive. There's Simon, his great-grandfather, Jesse, his grandfather, and Rex, his brother, who died of an overdose. His dad, Charles, is still alive, but he hovers around anyway. And beyond that, there's history. The plantation, Reconstruction, voting rights, alcoholism, a cascade of disappointments. To get ahead in the white world, to become a professor, Lewis has given up on his heritage, burrowed into the world of mathematical philosophy, his specialty. Only now, as he says, he can't put his house in order. What the ghost can do, though, is return him to that past, awaken in him who he really is. Despite all the characters and places, the only set is Lewis's bedroom that sleepless night, and there are only two actors. There's Michael J. Asbury as Lewis, reactive, repressed, defensive, and James Mercer as the ghosts, projecting their pain through movement and voice, crying and singing. It's a difficult role, as the actor must instantly transform from one character to the other with split-second timing. It's to Aurora's credit, in this era of retreat in the face of lost subscribers, to produce this kind of dense and challenging play with a theatricality that cannot be duplicated in any other medium. Blue Door is provocative and ambitious. It's sometimes confusing, deliberately and otherwise, and often too on the nose, as it tries to particularize historical events into one family's difficult history, attempting to show the inner paradoxes of being black in America, the pull toward and away from an assimilation that, because of the color of one's skin, has become almost impossible to realize. Blue Door by Tanya Barfield plays at Aurora Theatre Company through May 19th. For more information, you can go to auroratheatre.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theatre for KPFA.